I'm Rachel Otwell, and you're listening to NPR Illinois. Mark Nelson is a junior high art teacher in Kewaunee, Illinois. His own art has largely focused on war. He's been awarded for his paintings of scenes from the Holocaust. The current crisis in Syria, however, has been his latest war of focus. It's led to numerous pieces depicting atrocities happening there. The art has been done by him as well as his students, and it's gained international attention, much of it getting shared on social media using the hashtag ArtForAleppo. In this interview, Nelson tells me it was learning about the White Helmets, a rescue group that attends to victims of bombings in Syria, that inspired his artwork.
When I started to see the images coming through the news media about Aleppo and about Syria, there was something more urgent and awful about it because it was happening in front of me and in real time. My wife had heard a story about the White Helmets on NPR, and she kind of said I should check them out. We were doing a project in my school, in my class. We were doing a project where I was trying to get the kids exposed to what I called unsung heroes. So she said, you should check the Syrian Civil Defense out because they sound absolutely incredible. So I started reading about them, and I watched there's a short Netflix documentary, and just was stunned by what I was watching. I was thinking, this is happening right now. This is going on now. So it was haunting. I couldn't sleep well. I just kept thinking about it. And one day I just saw an image of this man grabbing this girl, and she was still grabbing her little blankie, like her little something she would snuggle with. And he was picking her up, and with this look of absolute desperation on his face. And I just picked up a pencil. I was in my classroom at the time. It was in the morning, and I had my sketchbook laying there, and I just picked up a pencil and just drew it really fast, about 5 minutes, 6 minutes. And after drawing that image, that's really what was the catalyst.
And so you mentioned that your artwork has long revolved around war.
Yeah.
Often, you know, things that have happened decades ago.
Right.
One thing that's changed that we're seeing now with what's going on in Syria is, you know, Twitter and Facebook and social media, what have you. We are able to make connections with people there. And you were talking about the White Helmets, and they actually ended up wanting to connect with you by finding your art online. Is that right?
Yeah. It's actually, again, my wife had, I was doing drawings, mostly black and white tonal drawings. And she suggested at one point, she said, why don't you put some color in? Because I love watercolor. And it's a very immediate medium as well. It's just kind of like charcoal. You just throw it on. Well, the way I do it, kind of sloppily. And so I did this image of one of the White Helmet workers grabbing a child out of the debris, which unfortunately there's many images of this. They saw that somehow. I'm not exactly sure how they saw that. But then they were asking their followers who this artist was, and they wanted to connect with me. And then they sent me a direct message and just were really just supportive and said, thank you for noticing us and thank you for doing this art and keep doing it if you can.
You teach 4th through 8th grade
right. In
Kewaunee, Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
How has this project translated to students? You know, what kind of feedback have you been getting from them? And from what I've read, some of them have been making art related to what's going on in Syria as well. Is that right?
That's exactly right. And you know what's great is that really the tool, the kind of the connection to this crisis has been through a graphic novel that we read in class. I started a couple years ago. I brought this graphic novel in called Mouse. MAUS by Art Spiegelman, which is about the artist's parents and their experience at Auschwitz. And he, his father was really sick, and he wanted to get his father's story, so he'd go to his house. This is a true story. And he then interviewed his dad, and then he took those interviews and made a graphic novel. The only thing he did was he changed the humans into anthropomorphic mice and cats and dogs. And we read this. So when I started to respond to the Syrian crisis as an artist, I started to tell my students about it. And I was making direct parallels to things we're reading about the Holocaust. You know, things like refugees, the way people are targeted, the way civilians are affected by war. Show them that. And then we started to look at artists throughout art history who had responded to war. People like this German artist, Kurt Akalowicz, who is a really famous artist who has responded to war and suffering. And then Goya, Francisco Goya, when Napoleon had invaded Spain, he was doing these etchings called The Disasters of War, where he was, wasn't really reporting, but he was responding to what he was seeing in his own country. So through our history and through this mouth and through some of the people like Bana Alabed, who's been one of probably the most famous figures in this crisis. She's a 7-year-old girl who had been tweeting, putting a face to this crisis. I used those tools to kind of connect it to the children. And then I had them, if they wanted to, start drawing and things that I could actually send out myself without using their names, but just the images themselves.
And so were parents open to this? Did you have any pushback at any point from school administration or any parents who were uncomfortable with, you know, politicizing art in this way?
No, I wasn't trying to politicize it. I didn't get into geopolitics of the crisis. I got into the fact that these are children. You know, they're born into this situation. What's their choice? What choice do they have? You know, this is where they live. The town I live in, Kewaunee, it's really a special place. I've been here about 9 years, and it's very open to the arts and creativity. So when I approached my administration about having the kids contribute, they were nothing but supportive, and they thought it was good that we were connecting an actual current event and using art as a way to respond to it. They were nothing but supportive, and the whole town has been, in fact, on our town's Facebook page, there's even instructions on how to join in the Stand with Aleppo group.
This is Illinois Edition. I'm Rachel Otwell. I'm speaking with Mark Nelson. He's an art teacher in Kewaunee, Illinois, and his artwork has become well-known internationally. It depicts scenes from the Syrian civil war and crisis there, and he posts pictures on Twitter with the hashtag #ArtForAleppo. This project started back in September. And so since then, you know, 24-hour news cycle and all, even though the civil war and atrocities really have been going on for 5 years now, the attention hasn't really always been there. And we're seeing more news about Aleppo in the last month or so.
Right.
Have you noticed more attention on the art since when you first started? Is it picking up?
I really think it is. And you know, that is kind of a shameful thing in a way. I'm almost ashamed to the fact that I wasn't even aware to the point. I think what really did it for me was that documentary on Netflix that really opened my eyes. I knew there was a civil war. My wife and I, we've gone to Turkey several times, and so we've met people who have actually now taken in refugees and things. So we are kind of really aware of the refugee crisis as a result of the war. But the actual devastation on the civilian population was only something that I started to really open my eyes to after seeing that documentary. And I have seen a sort of desperation in a kind of a exponential way. There's been kind of a feeling of frenetic fear, and desperation is the only word I can use to get people out of there or to get aid to them. The bigger our group gets, the more people use the art. And I've seen other artists doing things as well. I've seen people making animations. I've seen musicians taking part. And so I have seen much more of a creative outpouring in the last, I'd say, even a couple weeks.
So looking ahead, when it comes to Syria and Aleppo, where do you hope the art leads? What do you hope people are able to learn from your project here? And what's the bigger picture as far as what you're concerned about?
I think one of the things that I'm concerned about in situations like this, sometimes there's a explosion of attention, and then there's a waning of attention, and then there's kind of a forgetting. And I'm very concerned with people who are still struggling being forgotten, because let's face it, our world seems to have a short attention span with things like this. So I guess I'm worried about that, and I know that when things are not being paid attention to, horrific things can happen without the world knowing. And I really think social media has had a huge part in, I don't want to go as far as saving lives, but I may have to say that, because I think social media has given people in Aleppo a voice, given them a way to literally show with video, with images, what's happening.